This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number two begins on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. And it is also time for your time check. It is 7:06 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories, U.S. blockade of Venezuela. Yeah, you're not going to sneak around with your oil tankers and try to break the rules.
They're kind of hard to hide.
Nope. So we're being proactive in that. Of course, all you Democrats are whining and crying, could lead to something else. Well, don't break the rules.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
we simple. Have a president who's strong enough to say they're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the shooter still on the loose, Brown University, of course. And it turns out that the president of the university has a better security and camera set up in her home than much of the university. Even though the university has $7 or $8 billion.
That's a little tacky, I'm thinking.
It's not a good look.
No, it's not.
It's not a good look.
No.
Hey, you know, we've said before, we don't do, you know, birthday shout outs.
No. I mean, a lot of people will say, hey, you know, my grandma's having a birthday. Can you say it? No. Corporate says no birthday shout outs.
Well, it takes a valuable time on the air.
And that's worth money.
But if we were going to do birthday shout-outs, is there one you can think of today that you...
Well, I think Raylan is turning 17. But I don't think we could mention it.
She? It's a she?
Yes, Raylan.
17?
Yeah, but we can't do that because corporate says, Bob, you can't do shout-outs.
No, but if we could, if we could make like a big deal about Raylan turning 17...
We'd do it because we're nice guys.
And maybe her grandfather, you know, that can be a challenging age.
Sure.
Can I say that? Challenging age?
Yeah.
For both maybe the grandparents and, you know, the person just turning 17, Raylan.
Yeah, there's a lot of love there. So I think they'll get through those tough times, you know.
Love will conquer all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's the greatest gift.
But it's a shame
Greg,
I just wish we could say something.
The greatest gift.
That should be a song.
Let's send some love out to Raylan. Happy birthday.
Yes.
17. Can you imagine? Remember what a punk you were at 17, Greg? Running around in your little AMC car thinking you're all that. Remember that?
I was actually a pretty good kid, Bob. Maybe you were just flashbacking to somebody else.
Oh, maybe that was my own life. Driving around in my 71 Ford Torino that I paid $400 for.
Wow.
But it had 302.
That's all right.
And I used every cubic inch of it.
I'll bet you did.
I remember one time I had a hole in my in the tailpipe, you know?
Oh, and you thought that was just amazing, didn't you?
I did for a little while, but did draw attention.
Yes.
Well. So I patched it up with a Country Time lemonade can. You know, the gauge of the metal was better than a regular like soda can.
Uh-huh.
It was a little heavier.
Yeah.
And I just put that around there with those you know, thingies that you take a screwdriver and tighten them up.
Yep. Uh huh.
And voila, just like that, it was fixed.
And he's been fixing things the same ever since.
And is that a It's an okay thing sometimes.
Well, you know.
Now there's YouTube, so I have some guidance.
And that does help.
Yeah.
As long as they know what they're doing.
Well,
Sometimes that's a good point.
That's a good point. Let's see what's going on here. The jobs, you know, the unemployment rate actually went up. I believe if you look at the numbers, it's like the highest I think it's been in 4 years. But it's not that high. Okay. It's in the fours, and that's... You know, you don't want it to go any higher than that. But we also have some other news. All net job growth, it appears, is going to native-born Americans as foreign-born employment continues to decline, According to a new jobs report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that was issued yesterday, the jobs report showed that for another consecutive month, Native-born Americans have gained jobs. They noted that the net growth going entirely to Americans is a complete reversal from former President Joe Biden's migrant economy, which relied heavily on a steady stream of newly arrived migrants to take newly opened American jobs. Under the Biden administration, most job growth came from government jobs and foreign labor. Now with the president at the helm, President Trump, that is, every single job created has been in the private sector for native-born Americans. That's a huge difference.
Oh, big time.
Because under the Biden administration, they could just create jobs.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They just would expand government. And they did it specifically to cook the books. They did it to make it look like the job numbers were really better than they were. Remember, all you're doing is you're redistributing, you know, taxpayer money, money that we clearly don't have, to pay people government work. It's not the... And it's not like private industry.
Right. They're not necessarily doing something. If anything, you're just bloating government. And that's luckily President Trump has been going the other direction of a bloated government.
He's going in the direction of what we call logic and common sense. We're $37 trillion in debt. You've got to start working your way out of it. And yes, even under the best of conditions, it's going to take a very, very long time. And under good leadership, it's still going to take a very long time. But since President Trump took office, 100% of the job growth has come in the private sector and among native-born Americans, exactly where it should be, according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. So an economist, E.J. Antoni, pointed out that the number of native-born Americans with jobs is up 2.6 million over the last 12 months. 2.6 million more American workers working. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a change for the better. Yep, we know what Biden did. He saturated the labor market with foreign-born workers for years. And when you increase the labor supply to that degree, wages, if not dropping, they certainly are not going to go up. And migrants gained more than 4.7 million jobs under Biden.
Wow.
4.7 million jobs going to people that were not invited.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is...
You know, I know this sounds kind of, I don't mean this mean the way it could sound to some who would want to defend Joe Biden. It's a shame he doesn't have the cognizant ability to understand what he did to this country. Because he's never been a nice man. He's always been a jerk. He's always had, you know, just selfish, all about him and his family. And the fact that he would basically screw over our country for all the self-gain and whatever else he and his family got out of it, just has always just really gotten me to the core.
Yeah, and we know that he got a lot of money from the Chinese.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And he sold us out.
Yeah.
He really did. He sold us out. How aware he was of all that, well, yeah, I don't know. Frankly, I don't know. But the people surrounding him, and all Democrats, they put us in a very, very, very bad position.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the mainstream media is always going to try to bail them out and run cover for the left of center politicians who have a different way of looking at things. It's not like the Democrats, your granddaddy's, Democrats at all. It's not even close to that now. All right. Here's Jamie Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland, who's always whining and crying about Trump. And basically he's saying, hey, Trump is ginning up a war in Venezuela to distract the country from the eroding economy. How's the economy eroding?
Hmm.
Interest rates are slowly coming down. The stock market continues to do exceptionally well. The jobs that have been created, a couple of million of them over the last 12 months, are being taken by Americans. So what economic issues is Raskin referring to? Well, see, that's the problem. They're never specific, because once they're specific, their argument evaporates when the truth is revealed. So they just make these outlandish, you know, broad statements. Oh, he's trying to distract the country from the eroding economy. Wow. Economically, things are improving.
Mm-hmm.
Wages are going up. Inflation is going down. That's a basic one.
Yeah.
Then I already mentioned the stock market and other factors. These Democrats.
I'm telling you.
It bugs me.
Oh,
it bugs me continually.
Yes.
So what's bugging you? Now is your chance to call in and air it out. Get it off your chest, whatever it is. Could be something very, very small that just irritates you, like your spouse chewing. Or it could be something big and major. All right?
Was that a hint?
I'll tell you the story later.
Okay.
But it is time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You next?
Bob's going to get in trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 722. Time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. Air it out, whatever it is, big or small. And let us know what's bugging you. 877-975-9825. Greg, what's bugging you?
I got one. Okay, I know that I harp on driving because bad driving is kind of an irritant to me because I'm a pretty assertive but safe driver. Turn signals, plenty of braking, the whole of it. I know people are stressed or going shopping, but in the parking lots of the shopping centers, mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. still need to use turn signals. Maybe so much more because it's congested. There's a lot of cars. There are people like me the other day walking. You know how when you got a parking lot, you've got the row is where you actually park,
right.
And then you'll have two or three cross streets, we'll call them, in the lot.
Right.
I'm trying to walk, because I park far away, obviously, trying to get to my car, and at least three people in a row coming in off the busy street,
mm-hmm.
making the first left turn into the first cross street, right mm-hmm. in front of me, just flying, no signal, no nothing. I mean, I'm a pedestrian here. You're in your 3,800-pound car. Let me know where you're going. Quit being so focused on getting in and getting the spot you want for your shopping, and be careful.
I think, yes, this could be covered generally by what we call parking lot etiquette.
Yes.
There's a few things you might want to remember.
Yes.
That it is a parking lot, and mm-hmm. that people will be parking and unparking. It is not a super highway. Or an expressway.
Right.
It is a parking lot. And then when you say parking, after you park your vehicle, no matter who you are, unless you're really special, mm-hmm. you have to get out of said vehicle and then walk through the parking lot.
Yes.
As a pedestrian to actually enter the store.
There's no sidewalks in the parking lot usually.
Right, but people look at you like you are getting in their way.
Uh-huh.
And try backing out of some of those spots and the crazy
yeah.
people that if they just can sneak by you,
yes.
that they'll
yes.
never have another traffic light all the way home or so right. they act.
They're flying by you. Yeah.
We did the same thing. We went to Wally World in Stark, Vegas
uh-huh.
yesterday. And the parking lot, there is a little oddity as to how that is set up as it goes out to 301. But there is an oddity to the parking lot. But, yeah, we turned the corner Not speeding or anything, because you can't. I mean, you're going slow. You're turning and then turning again.
Right.
And somebody just came flying by down that cross,
yes,
you know, kind
right.
of that cross lane.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can tell. They never looked. If we were going just 2 miles an hour faster, that might have been bad.
Well, or you'll get the people who, like, when the times are that a parking lot is, let's say, mostly empty, the ones who will fly through all the parking areas.
Oh, like going against the grain or whatever.
Across all of the
just
lines.
Just randomly.
Multiple rows. Yeah,
yeah.
No, get to where you're supposed to be driving. That's why there's lines on the road. And just flying through multiple. It's like, be patient.
And the thing that I see now is clearly the person who's in the wrong.
Yeah.
I love how they're the first to give you the dirty look.
Yes.
And you're like, wait a second.
Yes.
I'm allowing your behavior. I'm even forgiving your behavior. But then you give me a dirty look.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have a 50 caliber mounted on my vehicles. Because you give me the dirty look,
and you're the one in the wrong.
It makes me want to take him out, and choke him, and go, "You're the one in the wrong."
And then you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Crazy how that
works.
That's
messed up.
Yeah. Everybody, look. A little patience, a little breathing in the parking lots, and just show a little courtesy to others.
Slow down.
I've noticed that when I do that, and you can call it karma, you can call it faith, you can call it the universal law, but
right.
when you extend these courtesies to others, I have found that my travels seem to go much smoother.
Well, because obviously, and face it, we're both anxious personalities, and we will let those people bug us to no end. But you're right. If you try to let it go, easier said than done. My wife always tells me. It will be a much calmer day and probably a much happier day for all of us. But quit being idiots. All right? Just stop it.
Hmm.
And you know who you are. And if not, if I see you, I'll tell you.
Wow.
Maybe.
Greg.
This is why my mom and my wife are always saying, Greg, you're going to get shot one of these days.
And that is also why every time they hear the keys jingling, they start to say a little prayer, not just for you, Greg, but for anyone you may encounter along your travels. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is, first of all, I didn't win the Powerball on Monday, so I couldn't give you and Greg your fair share. But what's bugging me even more is, as tragic as the Rob Reiner and Nick Reiner situation seems, with Nick Reiner's addiction and homelessness, what's bugging me is that he's not going to be homeless anymore. He's going to be a liability to the prison industrial complex.
There you go.
Yep,
there
that's true.
Go.
Yep.
It is a tragic, tragic, sad story. And there's more people and parents that can relate to this kind of thing, maybe not ending in murder, but dealing with a child than adult who has had these addiction issues ongoing for years. It's a tough one. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about. I like canines and law enforcement, but I think Whoopi takes it a step too far next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:34, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is a happy hump day, Trump Day. One of your top headlines, U.S. blockade of Venezuela underway right now. The biggest, of course, the biggest ever, according to the president. And he even used the word armada, which I was like, yeah.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like the Spanish armada.
It's huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, they're not playing by the rules. So, you know, if you're a tough guy like Trump, you're going to say, well, look, you know, the sanctions are there for a reason, and you're doing everything you can to get around them, and, you know, we're tired of it. So you're not going to be able to do that. Of course, a couple of Democrats, that Raskin fellow that I really can't stand.
Boy, he's a rascal.
Yeah, rascal is too nice of a term for him.
Good
point. I was
going
to say that, and I was like, I like that.
You know, sometimes
like the little
like,
rascals.
Yeah. So we'll find something.
We'll find. We will. But anyway, yeah, he's saying, Trump's just doing this to divert us from the eroding economy, and I'm like, really? Eroding economy? Huh?
All right.
Okay. When all the jobs produced are produced for Americans, and we've added like, I don't know, a couple of million in the last year. But anyway, we'll move on from that for now. I think the canines do a great job in law enforcement. You talk to most law enforcement folks, and they are very pro-canine. They are extremely helpful. There are certain tasks and duties that they can do far better than a human can, and they're appreciated for those efforts. But Whoopi Goldberg maybe went just a little too far. She, of course, was being disparaging toward the FBI director, Kash Patel. Any particular reason why? Well, of course, he's connected to Trump. Anybody connected to Trump is on the radar for hateful thoughts and words coming from Whoopi Goldberg. Because that's what these women deal in. They deal in hate, basically. They're the ones that point the finger and call you a hater, but at the end of the day, you go, now, wait a second. That sounded pretty hateful.
Yeah.
Here's your example. She said that a dog, you know, she wasn't talking about a trained canine here. She said that a dog would do a better job running the FBI than Director Kash Patel.
Okay.
You don't have to read between the lines. When you're using a dog as an example, it's pretty obvious what you're doing there. She's not hateful, right? Come on. She said none of the people in charge know what the hell they're doing. The people in charge knew what they were doing under Comey, under Christopher Wray.
Oh, my.
When the weaponization of the FBI was truly taking place in very measurable ways, those people knew what they were doing. You're not being honest, Whoopi, which I understand. You have Trump derangement syndrome. It prevents you from being truthful. But, I mean, really, a dog would do a better job? These guys, him
weird.
And Bongino, are trying to clean things up. That's got to be a difficult, monumental task.
Yeah.
You've got these folks that are entrenched. And if they're entrenched and they also push an ideology that's left of center, that's a recipe for disaster, and that's not going to be easily undone. Co-host Sonny Hostin said, unlike previous FBI directors, Kash Patel has no senior law enforcement experience, zero, to lead the top investigative agency in our country. That is a disgrace. He has never held a Senate-confirmed position. That is a disgrace. And let's not forget that there was a 115-page report that is going to Congress that was leaked by the New York Post that said the following, that Kash Patel is in over his head. We all know that. Leading a chronically underperforming agency that is now paralyzed by fear and plummeting morale. This is the state of the FBI. Well, if she talked to some of the people that maybe she does know within the FBI, you better believe that if they're of these left-of-center weaponized type agents, then, yeah, I could imagine their morale plummeting.
Huh.
I could imagine that they feel like they're paralyzed by fear because they're going to be outed. That is not how the FBI is supposed to work. It is not supposed to behave in a partisan way, and clearly it did under Wray and Comey. I mean, there can be absolutely no doubt. I can cite so many examples of it, and all their investigations, the whole Trump, Russia. I mean, it just goes on and on. And Sonny Hostin said, so the agency that's supposed to protect us not only from threats from within, but threats from abroad, is now in a state of chaos because of President Trump's choice, because of his choice. And Whoopi Goldberg says, perhaps we should just remember that we have an opportunity to clean this slate. She said, because I'm sorry, you know, it's the FBI, you know, it's the health department, it's all of it, the education department. None of the people in charge know what the hell they're doing. None of them know. That's an interesting perspective. The Department of Education had difficulty doing anything that was helpful toward education. And you can look at all the numbers and the test scores, and I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that and see the downward trend that we've been under since the actual creation of the Department of Education. So to say the people in charge now don't know what's going on, well, that's ridiculous. There's less people in charge, for one thing, and that's a good thing. They don't like the... With the health department, you know who they're referring to, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
That's what they really mean.
I mean, are they still going to stand by their story that forcing people, mandating them, and threatening them with the loss of their job unless they got the COVID vaccine? Are they standing by that, that that was a good thing? Remember, these are the same people that tell you that Donald Trump is an authoritarian, but was under their president, Joe Biden, that actually authoritarian principles were promoted. Hey, you're in the military? You get the vaccine, you're out of here. Firefighter, law enforcement, get the vaccine, you're out of here.
Yep.
Which makes absolutely no sense on any level, but you compound that by then remembering that, wait a second, when we didn't know exactly what we were dealing with, who was out there unvaxxed, risking their lives? Police? Fire rescue, military, people putting groceries on the shelves.
Yep.
But then they're all told, once the vaccine comes, oh, you got to get it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I survived the worst of it.
No.
That's not good enough. You'll do it because
it basically turned on them, basically. The authoritarianism really kicked in at that point.
Yes, but they call Trump the authoritarian when he actually protects the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and so forth, which are you know, part of the Bill of Rights. That actually, that's what separates, one of the major things that separates America from everyone else. Look, the Constitution, that's directions to how to run a government. The Bill of Rights is what protects our sovereign rights as citizens against a tyrannical government. So anyone that wants to erode any of the amendments does not have your best interest at heart. Newly declassified FBI and DOJ records have revived scrutiny of the Clinton Foundation's ties to the Uranium One deal. Wow. We're taking a little walk back down memory lane. Records that closely track and reinforce investigative reporting first brought to national attention by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. You know, he's followed many of these things. He has broken stories. He has written numerous books and novels. And this guy posted on X, Schweitzer did, in response to Just the News reporting on the internal memo saying, "We broke the Uranium One story back in my 2015 book, Clinton Cash. Now it emerges that while federal investigators believed there was significant evidence worth pursuing related to criminal activity, Obama officials shut the investigation down." It's another shocker for you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. It's all about the gun control for the lefty fanatics. Good morning. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. And indeed, it is a happy hump day, Trump day. U.S. blockade of Venezuelan oil taking place right now. Shooter still on the loose. Brown University. But don't worry, there's no threat to the community. But he is armed and dangerous. He already murdered two people.
Do they know who he is?
Well, no.
Do they know where he is?
Not exactly, no.
But there's nothing to worry about.
Well, there's no credible threat to the community. No credible threat, which means what? You didn't get any intelligence report saying that Al-Shabaab is in the neighborhood? I mean, give me a break.
I think somebody who killed people and is running around, I would consider that a threat.
I would, too.
I mean, just saying.
I'm a little
paranoid, maybe. But
well,
you know.
Yeah, because, you know, perhaps they don't want to get caught and they're going to take actions preventing that from happening, even if it means their own demise.
Uh-huh.
That makes that person, I would think, credibly dangerous.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But what do we know, Greg? What do we know?
Using logic and common sense.
Well, thank you very much.
That's silly of us.
Which we have way too much of to live in this world today.
True.
So what's old Chucky Schumer up to? Oh, yeah, calling for more gun control in response to Saturday's attack. Well, the person was using a handgun, and old Chucky, he doesn't like those ARs. Those are scary black guns, but this one was actually a handgun. And then he wants more gun control. Does he realize that Brown University is a gun-free zone? What you have happening here is a person who is so intent on murdering people that they're going to break that little gun-free zone rule. They're going to break that rule because they want to murder people. And, in fact, maybe somewhat attracted to targeting people in that arena because they know that they will meet with little resistance because it's a gun-free zone.
Well, and even if you look at a lot of the shooters that have committed some crimes, they knew schools don't have good coverage.
Yeah.
But they also, they've done their research, because you look back, they figured out who has the least resistance, even at a school. Do they have resource officers, private security? It's almost like they know the victims are where there's no guns.
Yes, and in this case, it is believed that the shooter, they have a surveillance video on him, although it's not, he's covered up very well. It's difficult to ascertain, you know, who he may be, but he cased the joint, so to speak.
Yeah.
He cased the area, what seemed like in a pretty substantial way. So yes, that's exactly what he was looking for. You know, are there armed, you know, patrol type officers in and around the campus? How much is their presence being seen? Where would a good place be to, you know, to commit this kind of heinous crime? And gun-free zones seems to be the attractive areas where these lunatics go to kill people. So Chuck Schumer, he didn't mention in his promote, you know, gun control, didn't mention the school's gun-free policy, nor that it goes so far as to prevent concealed carry permit holders from being armed on campus for self-defense, which is the case in many places. Instead, Schumer went with the standard Democrat talking point of pushing more gun laws after gun controls have failed already to prevent a criminal from acting out his heinous intentions. Forbes posted video of Schumer claiming Australia is showing courage by seeking ways to expand and implement new gun controls after the Bondi Beach terror attack. He then said, if Australia can find courage to act after a tragedy like the one at Bondi Beach, Congress should certainly find the will to act after a tragedy like the one at Brown University. Congress must again act against gun violence and act against all forms of violent hate. Well, how about giving people a substantial prison term if they commit a crime while in the possession of a firearm? And why don't you give them extremely stiff penalties if that person committing that crime with a firearm is already convicted felon. How about that, Chuck? Are you making sure that those things are followed through in your state?
See, I got a feeling, though, that those people are less of a threat to a tyrannical government than the average law-abiding citizen is.
Yeah, and when you want to take the view from 30,000 feet, it's hard to look at it any other way.
So if they can control the law-abiding communities, they've got control.
A sound government has nothing to fear from an armed populace. Mm-hmm. The key in that little term is sound government. Because
gets a little tricky there, Bob.
Look, just like any other kind of weasels, okay?
Yeah.
A weasel is a shooter who will murder defenseless people. That's a weasel. Well, if you don't want people and you don't believe in the Second Amendment, and you don't think that people should have the ability to defend themselves, their loved ones, and defend against a tyrannical government, then you may be amongst the tyrannical or tyrannical wannabe.
Well, now there's a perspective.
Yeah.
It gives you something to think about when you look in the mirror.
Whenever people speak out about wanting to take these God-given, and they are, the Creator bestowed these rights on us, according to the Founding Fathers, and then our job after that, in terms of government, was to protect those rights, not to decide, not to split hairs and all that. It was to protect them. Because an intrusive government that wants to take those rights away, by its very nature, is tyrannical. 7:57 on the Bob Rose Show. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.